The next LOS requires us to describe common chart patterns. Technical analysts look for recurring patterns in charts that suggest the future course of prices. Some patterns tend to appear at the end of trends, while other patterns indicate that a trend is likely to continue. Reversal patterns occur when a trend approaches a range of prices but fails to continue beyond that range. A well-known example is the head and shoulders pattern. This pattern suggests the demand that has been driving the uptrend is fading, especially if each of the highs in the pattern occur on declining volume. Technical analysts commonly use the size of a head and shoulders pattern to project a price target for the ensuing downtrend. The size is the difference in price between the head, the highest price reached, and the neckline, the support level to which the price retraced after the left shoulder and the head have formed. If the price declines beyond the neckline after the right shoulder forms, the downtrend is projected to continue from that breakdown price by about the size of the head and shoulders pattern. Double top and triple top patterns are similar to the head and shoulders pattern in that they indicate weakening in the buying pressures that has been driving an uptrend. In both cases, the price reaches a resistance level at which selling pressure appears repeatedly, preventing any further increase in the price. As with the head and shoulders, the size of a double or triple top pattern can be used to project a price target for the next downtrend. Reversal patterns for downtrends are called inverse head and shoulders, double bottom, and triple bottom patterns, and can be analyzed in the same way as the reversal patterns for uptrends. Continuation patterns suggest a pause in a trend rather than a reversal. Triangles form when prices reach lower highs and higher lows over a period of time. Trend lines on the highs and on the lows thus converge when they are projected forward. Triangles can be symmetrical with higher lows and lower highs, ascending with higher lows and resistance level, or descending with lower highs and a support level. Triangles suggest buying and selling pressure have become roughly equal temporarily, but they do not imply a change in direction of the trend. The size of a triangle, or the difference between the two trend lines at the time when the pattern begins to form, can be used to set a price target, assuming the price breaks out of the triangle and the previous trend continues. Rectangles form when trading temporarily forms a range between a support level and a resistance level. As with a triangle, a rectangle suggests that the prevailing trend will resume and can be used to set a price target. Flags and pennants refer to rectangles and triangles that appear on short-term price charts. The next LOS requires us to describe common technical analysis indicators: price-based, momentum oscillators, sentiment, and flow of funds. Moving average lines are frequently used to smooth the fluctuations in a price chart or a chart of any time series. A moving average is simply the mean of the last N closing prices. The larger the chosen value of N, the smoother the moving average line. Analysts often use moving average periods that make intuitive sense, such as 20 days to represent the number of trading days in a month. In an uptrend, the price is higher than the moving average, and in a downtrend, the price is lower than the moving average. Moving average lines are often viewed as support or resistance levels. Analysts use moving average lines to make changes in the trend easier to see. The longer the period used to calculate the moving average, the more short-term fluctuations are removed from the line. Overly long periods may, in fact, obscure changes in a price trend. Moving averages for different periods can be used together, such as 20-day and 250-day averages, points where the more volatile short-term average crosses the smoother long-term average can indicate changes in the price trend. a golden cross. When the short-term average crosses above long-term average, is often viewed as an indicator of an emerging uptrend or a buy signal by technical analysts. A dead cross, the short-term average crossing below the long-term average, is often viewed as an indicator of an emerging downtrend or a sell signal. Bollinger Bands are constructed based on the standard deviation of closing prices over the last N periods. An analyst can draw high and low bands a chosen number of standard deviations, typically 2, above and below the N period moving average. The bands move away from one another when price volatility increases and move closer together when prices are less volatile. Bollinger Bands are viewed as useful for indicating when prices are extreme by recent standards on either the high or low side. Prices at or above the upper Bollinger Band may be viewed as indicating an overbought market, one that is too high and likely to decrease in the near term. Likewise, prices at or below the lower Bollinger Band may be viewed as indicating an oversold market, one that is too low and likely to increase in the near term. A possible trading strategy using Bollinger Bands is to buy when the price is at the lower band or sell when the price is at the upper band. This is an example of a contrarian strategy, one that buys when most traders are selling and sells when most traders are buying. Contrarians believe markets get overbought or oversold because most investors tend to buy and sell at the wrong times, and thus it can be profitable to trade in the opposite direction. Oscillators are another group of tools technical analysts use to identify overbought or oversold markets. These indicators are based on market prices, but scaled so that they oscillate around a given value, such as 0, or between two values, such as 0 and 100. Extreme high values of an oscillator are viewed as indicating that a market is overbought, while extreme low values are viewed as indicating an oversold market. Technical analysts use charts of oscillators over time to highlight periods when they are near their high or low extremes. Oscillator charts can also be used to identify convergence or divergence of the oscillator and market prices. Convergence occurs when the oscillator shows the same pattern as prices, for example, both reaching higher highs. Divergence occurs when the oscillator shows a different pattern than prices, for example, failing to reach a higher high when the price does. Convergence suggests the price trend is likely to continue, while divergence may indicate a potential change in the price trend. Examples of oscillators include the rate of change oscillator, relative strength index, moving average convergence divergence lines, and the stochastic oscillator. A rate of change, or ROC oscillator, also called a momentum oscillator, is calculated as 100 times the difference between the latest closing price and the closing price a chosen number of periods earlier. Thus, it oscillates around 0. One way technical analysts use the ROC is to buy when the oscillator changes from negative to positive during an uptrend in prices, and sell when the ROC changes from positive to negative during a downtrend. Some analysts prefer to use the ratio of the current price to the past price in place of the difference. Calculated this way, the ROC oscillates around 100. A relative strength index, or RSI, is based on the ratio of total price increases to total price decreases over a selected number of periods. This ratio is then scaled to oscillate between 0 and 100, with high values, typically those greater than 70, indicating an overbought market, and low values, typically those less than 30, indicating an oversold market. Moving average convergence divergence, or MACD oscillators, are drawn using exponentially smoothed moving averages, which place greater weight on more recent observations. The MACD line is the difference between two exponentially smoothed moving averages of the price, and the signal line is an exponentially smoothed moving average of the MACD line. the lines oscillate around zero but are not bounded. The MACD oscillator can be used to indicate overbought or oversold conditions, or to identify convergence or divergence with the price trend. Points where the two lines cross can be used as trading signals, much like the use of two different moving averages discussed previously. The MACD line crossing above the smoother signal line is viewed as a buy signal, and the MACD line crossing below the signal line is viewed as a sell signal. A stochastic oscillator is calculated from the latest closing price and highest and lowest prices reached in a recent period, such as 14 days. In a sustainable uptrend, prices tend to close nearer to the recent high, and in a sustainable downtrend, prices tend to close nearer to the recent low. Stochastic oscillators use two lines that are bounded by 0 and 100. The percent K line is the difference between the latest price and the recent low as a percentage of the difference between the recent high and low. The percent D line is a three-period average of the percent K line. Technical analysts typically use stochastic oscillators to identify overbought and oversold markets. Points where the percent D line crosses the percent K line can also be used as trading signals in the same way as the MACD lines.